Hello, my name's Neil Gaiman. Some of you may know me as the author of Neverwhere, which came out from Avon a few years ago. Some of you may know me as the author of Stardust. Many of you may know me as the author of the Sandman series of graphic novels. Some of you may even have kids who are fans of my book, The Day I Swapped My Dad for Two Goldfish. I'm an author, an English author living in America. And having lived in America for 8 years, I thought it was about time that I wrote a novel about this very big, very strange, and partly imaginary continent of yours. So that was why I wrote a book called American Gods. It's a very big book. I didn't expect it to be big. When I did my signing tour for Stardust, I bragged at the readings about how proud I was that I'd written a 60,000-word novel and how novels didn't need to be brick-sized. And I think the gods of writing heard me, because the next one I wrote just kept going on and getting bigger and huger. And it's about a 700-page book, which I suppose is fairly understandable if you're going to try and write about America, because it's a very big country. And the way I decided to write about America was using its gods. The idea of the book is that over the years, for the last 15,000 years, people have been coming to America. And as they've come to America, they've brought their gods with them, whether it's Siberian nomads crossing the land bridge to Alaska, or whether it's the Vikings coming, or whether it's people, an English pickpocket being transported for life to Virginia. All of these people came across, and they brought their gods with them. And now, here we are at the beginning of the 21st century, and their gods are working. They're still around. They aren't really worshipped, they aren't really loved, but they're still around, and they're working as strippers, or they're the people who run out and run a dirty dishcloth over the windscreen of your car. They're grifters, they're petty thieves, they're out there. And that's really the setting of the novel. And American Gods is the story of a man named Shadow, who comes out of prison after 3 years. And all he really wants coming out of prison is a quiet life. And he wants to go and see his wife, and he wants his old job back, and he wants everything to be normal and quiet again. And instead, he finds that his wife has been killed in a car accident. He no longer has a job. And he winds up working as a combination bodyguard, driver, and man of all work for a con man called Mr. Wednesday. And Mr. Wednesday is a very strange and peculiar character indeed, with his own rather deep and mysterious agenda. And Shadow, whether he likes it or not, gets dragged into this agenda and winds up on the wrong side of pretty much everybody, and just trying to survive and trying to find out what's going on. It's a thriller, I suppose. It's a very big thriller. It's got elements of horror in it, elements of romance, elements of fantasy. There's a murder mystery somewhere in there, and historical fiction. And at the end, it almost becomes a war story. But really, it's just one person's take on America, and which is such a big and wonderful place. It seemed almost like an obligation to try and write a big and wonderful book about it. When I started writing American Gods, I announced to my editor and to my family that I was not going to get a haircut until I finished it. And I thought it would be about the length of Neverwhere, an average novel, say 90 to 100,000 words. And I started writing it. And 100,000 words later, I looked up, and I was about halfway through it. And I just kept writing. And by the end of the novel, people were calling out Howard Stern jokes in the street. And I had this incredibly long hair. It was incredibly embarrassing. And the biggest relief of being able to hand in the novel, of course, was being able to get a haircut. That's all true. In terms of film options right now, the most exciting one of all is the one that actually isn't a HarperCollins book, although both of the authors are very much HarperCollins authors. Terry Pratchett, my novel, Good Omens, is due to be the next film from Terry Gilliam, the filmmaker. There are lots of other strange and interesting film things going on out there. Neverwhere is currently the property of Jim Henson Films in association with the Dimension arm of Miramax, and Miramax in association with Tom Cruise's company, Cruise Wagner, and Paramount Pictures are going to be doing Stardust, the last novel. While Coraline, which is the short, scary novel for strange girls of all ages and genders, which will be the next HarperCollins novel after American Gods, has been optioned by Henry Selick, who made Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas and James and the Giant Peach. Hang on, Warner Brothers, I'm currently writing the movie script of Death, my graphic novel series Death, The High Cost of Living, for Warners. And they're also adapting another thing I did, which is called The Books of Magic, which was written long before Harry Potter, and the film of which has been described as Harry Potter meets The Matrix, which is kind of fun. In addition to which, I'm also working currently for DreamWorks on a new animated film, which is an adaptation of the great Indian tale, The Ramayana, which should be enormously fun. I first came to prominence, apart from occasionally writing cool books like Good Omens with Terry Pratchett, for writing The Sandman, which for many years was a DC comic and is now available as 10 graphic novels. And it was a comic book for grown-ups. It described as dark fantasy. It went all over the map and was a very strange, huge, sprawling, gothic sort of tale. And in many ways, I think American Gods is probably the nearest thing I've done to Sandman in the last decade. Neverwhere was an adventure story, and Stardust was a fairy tale for adults. But American Gods has that hugeness that Sandman did. Who's Neil Gaiman? Neil Gaiman is a 5'11" tall, just-turned-40 English author who's been living in America for 8 years. I grew up in England, south of London and in London. I worked as a journalist for some years. Wrote fiction, attained a certain measure of either fame or notoriety, depending on who you talk to, writing comic books, and then drifted over mostly into movies, television, and novels. Having won all of the awards it was possible to win for writing comics, and including some that it wasn't actually possible to win, like the World Fantasy Award, where they changed the rules the following morning to make sure no comics ever got it again. So these days I'm mainly doing novels and screenplays, and having occasionally short stories, and having a rather wonderful time doing them. The first novel that I did from Avon was Neverwhere, which was an adventure story. The second was Stardust, which was I suppose it's best described as a fairy tale for adults. And now we've got American Gods, which is something completely different. It's a thriller. It's a big, dark, strange book. It's what you might get if Quentin Tarantino had to make a fantasy movie, or it's sort of huge, strange, dark, very fast, very violent, and very, very long. But long in a very readable sense. People do not complain about the length. They just complain about having lost 2 days of their lives while reading it. I also like very particularly to say thank you to all of you who were involved over the last 3 years in making the shops sell Neverwhere, sell my short story collection, Smoke and Mirrors, and in selling Stardust, which have all, as I'm sure you know, sold very well, and I'm incredibly grateful. And to those of you from the Harper world, because I was an Avon author, I'd also like to say, you know, thank you very much for being about to sell me, and I hope to meet all of you at some point in the touring and promotional cycle for this, and I'm profoundly grateful. Thank you very much.